Imagine having more money than anyone on earth. How would you feel? Imagine that you are on the riverside fishing. You see that the line is taut, the rod is trembling, so you do what fishermen do, and you pulled out a fish. As you take the hook out of the fish's mouth, the fish starts to talk. It says, "My good man, or woman, if you're a woman, please release me back into the water and I will reward you handsomely. I will fulfill 3 wishes for you." You are surprised, you question your sanity for a little bit, so you throw the fish back. After all, any wish should be more valuable than the 3 to 4 bucks this fish is worth when you cook it. The fish promptly swims to the surface of the water, and starts talking again, "Thank you for giving back my life. In return you can make 3 wishes. But there is one rule you can't break, all wishes need to be about money." You agree, and you blurt out a big enough number for your first wish. It should be enough to buy that new house, that new car, that new golf kit, and maybe even go on a vacation. But the fish frowns and says, "No problem, but did you think of everything you wanted to do with this money? Did you think of everyone you want to partake in this good fortune of yours? Try it again. But this time take out a piece of paper and write down all the purposes you want the money for and the sums next to them, add the sums up and then ask for your second wish." So you sit down, and spend 20 minutes thinking of all the people you care about, your family, your friends, your teachers, and you come up with a new sum, really big number. So you tell the fish, but the fish frowns again. The fish says, "I see, so you were only thinking of people you know and love. How about all the people on earth? How about the poor? And how about the sick? And how about social causes? And how about the environment? Did you think about any of that? Go back to your notepad, and write down all the causes you care about, and the amount of money you would want to spend on those, and then add up the sums, and come back again. But be careful, this is your third wish." So you spend the next 2 hours thinking of all the places that you will be able to cause good with the money you get from the fish, the sick, the research, the poor, the inner city kids, the wretched in India, AIDS in Africa, the earthquake victims in Haiti, all the people you can think of. This new number is so big, you don't even know how to say it. Your mouth trembles as you say all the zeros, but you say it. And you have it. Now, let me ask you a question. Now that you are able to do all that in the world, how do you feel about yourself? The feeling that you have about yourself, powerful, happy, joyful, free, generous, is a dominant missing feeling that you have in your life. And the good your money will do are the top regrets of the living, that you can have if you act on this exercise now. Why now? Because I am giving you a framework, an opportunity to do so as part of a DNA capacity activation in a 30-day challenge. I'll call this the validation challenge. You see that when you acknowledge that another person has your missing item, you are validating them, even though you can't yet see that they have it. But they know they have it, every person has a different missing item. So how do you go about this? Do the conversation with the fish in earnest. Look how you would feel if you had all that money to give away and never even miss it. If you could create peace, love, harmony on earth. No child would ever go to bed hungry. I know money doesn't solve all the problems on earth, but it does solve some, and it gives you the feeling you have been missing. What is that feeling? And now, as part of the activity of the validation challenge, acknowledge the missing item for as many people as you can. In personal conversation, on the phone, on Zoom, in email, in a text message. The more you hammer that locked door, the more likely it will open for you. Is it a sense of belonging? Validate people by saying to them, "I see that you belong. How wonderful." Is it a sense of being loved? Acknowledge people for knowing, sensing that they are loved. Is it a sense of having power? See that people are powerful, even if they don't use their power. Just acknowledge them. It makes a difference for them, but don't do it for that. Do it for yourself, to force your mind to give up that you don't have it. It is your mind that is holding that from you. It made a decision when you were young. But you can tame your mind. But it takes effort and it takes consistent action. I have never felt loved. I have never felt loved. That is the missing item under the first I handled tens of years ago. I now, with the validation challenge, have a chance to handle it now. I am going to acknowledge all the people for feeling the love that is coming to them. By the way, many of them have told me. But the challenge is to tell them as if I saw it. I don't. But 30 days is enough time to say it to enough people that my mind gives up and lets me feel loved. I am only afraid that if I start feeling loved, that will make me vulnerable. And will feel hurt if someone acts suddenly not loving. But I have decided that I can take it. Bring it on. Maybe love and hurt go together. Being alive and feel hurt go together. So I choose alive while I can. To sign up to the challenge, you need to have your seeing/recognizing value, a seeing capacity, activated. You will get daily encouraging emails from me, and as much help I can give you. Okay, here is the payment button. I'll start the challenge on Monday. You can come to the office hours on Mondays and Thursdays to ask questions. Get your recognizing/seeing value capacity activated. Go to https://vibration.thrivecart.com/recognizing value/. Here is a question I'm expecting. Why do you need a capacity activation to do this exercise? You could do the exercise without it too. But, alas, you would just tread water, or be nice, or a lie. The seeing will come on unless you have the capacity for seeing value. Out there, not in your imagination. Your actions in life are consistent with what you see. Come from what you see. Not from what you know. Knowing is a mind thing. Seeing is seeing in reality. Out there. You know that what you see in your mind is not real. You know your mind is lying to you. This exercise, and other validating exercises, coupled with the capacity activation, actually override the mind. And makes you see. Life changing.